Here's history graduate student Danielle Wierzanski on the persistence of hatred.
Did no one see that? I'm at an end of the summer season party with the company I'm working for, at a fancy restaurant in Annapolis, Maryland. My coworkers and I are all chatting and having a good time when I noticed a middle-aged man at a table across from me. In fast forward, right there in the middle of the restaurant, he raises his arm in a casual Nazi salute. Everything stands still. Looking at him, I flash back to when a classmate tried to baptize me in my sleep on a school trip, the drip drop of holy water on my forehead waking me up. I recall all the times I was told I was going to hell, all the times I was asked why I killed Jesus. I remember during the run of my first musical, about the Holocaust, when someone let off a pepper spray bomb, gassing both the audience and my actors. I remember choking, puking as the gas clawed its way down my throat. My hands go to my throat, to the Star of David pendant I'm wearing, and again, I cannot breathe. And that moment, that salute, seems to last forever. When it finally ends, I draw in a deep breath and look around the table, the restaurant, sure someone has seen this, that someone has noticed, that someone besides me is upset. "What's the matter?" my boss asks me, sipping a jalapeno martini. "Did no one see that?" I ask again. But the conversation has already moved on. I fold my linen napkin over and over, my hands looking for something to do. The hair on the back of my neck is standing on end, my hackles raised. The man throws his head back and laughs. He pays his check and leaves. And I realize that I have done nothing. I did not stop him. I did not confront him. I did nothing at all.